This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Working in the garage and see him walking down the street carrying his small child. And I waved and he waved back, but never said a word.
All right, so that's the whole suspicious bomb deal we're talking about. Remember, in Austin, they're still trying to figure out the whys and why did that happen, and people are just stunned and can't believe what happened as they're still piecing it all together, knowing exactly that something wasn't right, but what was it? We'll talk about that later in this show. And, of course, speaking of things that aren't right, there's a lot of crazy going on in D.C., but what else is new? And Michael Cohen suddenly is a household name. He's the attorney for Donald Trump, who they say some call, I'll call it anyway, the fixer. But others say he's kind of like a pit bull. And I saw a headline that read something like that. And this all has to do with Stormy Daniels. Justin Duckham is with us from Washington, D.C. Justin, how much of a conversation is going on about Stormy Daniels in D.C.?
You know, there are a lot of people talking about Stormy Daniels, as I'm sure you can imagine. But, you know, a lot of the conversation is focusing on who exactly isn't talking about Stormy Daniels, and that really is President Donald Trump. You know, I don't have to tell you, this is somebody who goes after quite a few critics on Twitter, even those who probably wouldn't usually warrant the level of attention from the President of the United States. But he has not really weighed in on Stormy Daniels, and that is something that has drawn attention from reporters and was put forward today at the White House. There was a lot of people in the White House press corps who were trying to figure out why exactly the president wasn't punching back when it comes to this, given his reputation as somebody who doesn't shy away from a fight. For their part, the White House is saying that, you know, he just doesn't necessarily want to, you know, do this one, saying he doesn't necessarily pick every fight that he can, and also saying that there's just not really anything else to add to this case. But either way, you know, the silence in this instance is pretty interesting.
Boy, no kidding. All right, so while that whole thing is going on, what's interesting is the people who are being picked to join the press team at the White House. Now you have a former Disney Channel star, Caroline Sunshine, her name is. I remember her from Marmaduke back in 2010. So Marmaduke is coming to the White House. Caroline Sunshine was a White House intern, and so it's not like she hasn't had any experience, and she was involved with the American Enterprise Institute. So, and she's a very attractive young woman, and now she's joining the crew out of the White House. And it's interesting because you've had other people with television backgrounds. Larry Kudlow, of course, was hired. We saw what happened with John Bolton, another Fox analyst as well. So who's next? Miley Cyrus?
I mean, you know, if somebody works at the White House and, you know, carries out my day-to-day duties there, I would love it if Miley Cyrus would join the team. I think it would be a much-needed boost to morale around there. But, yeah, you know, as you mentioned, you know, she is somebody who has a bit of a resume beyond just being in Disney films or Disney TV shows. I frankly have to admit that I'm not the biggest Disney Channel buff these days since I'm, you know, a 31-year-old man without kids. You know, I frankly haven't really seen her around yet. Now that the story's out and now that this is sort of public, I'm sure it's going to be a much different experience. But, you know, I'll be keeping an eye out for her. But, you know, there are some pretty interesting additions to this. You know, this is coming on the heels of, you know, Omarosa and, you know, others who have pretty much made a name for themselves in cable news. But, you know, when it comes to Disney Channel stars, I don't think we've really had anything like that in recent memory. You know, for a while we had Cal Penn during the Obama administration.
Yep.
From, you know, Harold and Kumar movies. That was always kind of a treat seeing him around. But this is, you know, different and interesting and I guess I just have to say good for her, and I hope she does a good job at her internship.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. How about this? Facebook is, I say America Tonight is about what the buzz in the land is and what everybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about Facebook. Elon Musk, delete the account. A lot of people deleting the accounts. So Zuckerberg has decided he's going to testify before Congress in the next couple of weeks. He's going to do that. That's a pretty big deal, right, for him to testify. I was thinking that they would advise him not to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a big deal in the sense that it's not just the Cambridge Analytica scandal. There's also a lot of lawmakers who I'm sure are going to want to get some answers when it comes to, you know, the apparent ease in which, Russian nationals and whatnot were able to purchase Facebook ads during the election. So just a lot of stuff on the docket there, and a hearing that will quite likely be very heated as well as very closely watched. We've had the general counsel, I believe, for Facebook testifying in recent weeks, but somebody like Mark Zuckerberg, who, you know, goes beyond just sort of the executive role and is pretty much the, I guess, face of the company and also sort of an iconic businessman at this point, that speaks to a whole different level and pretty much symbolizes the, you know, trouble that Facebook is in right now, the fact that, you know, this can't just necessarily be solved by a lawyer in terms of the public outcry that we've seen, and that is going to require bringing in the big guns at this point. So we're going to be there. We're going to be watching that very closely, and it should get, very interesting, to say the least.
Boy, no kidding. That's for sure. And then, you know, basically what we're seeing, too, is what's happening with the wall and the negotiations with the wall. And I was reading a story today in the Washington Post that the president is privately pushing for the military to fund the wall. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, so this is coming in the wake of the omnibus bill that the president was, very opposed to, that he said was, you know, wasteful. He did not laugh because it didn't fund the wall. And basically, this is a workaround that he has apparently been floating and trying to press with at least some members of congressional leadership. This idea of using funds that are for the military for building the wall. The issue with that, though, is that it doesn't necessarily seem to be very, constitutional. It may have some pretty large legal hurdles. But for the most part, the White House is saying that if he was to be moving forward with this, they would find a way to ensure it was legal beforehand. And then also standing by initial claims that the president is going to ask Mexico to pay for it. However, when we tried to get, some specifics over what exactly that could look like, there was a sort of radio silence coming from the White House podium, just sort of a reply that the president still has some plans toward that regard, and that still, what he's aiming for, but no actual specifics over how exactly that could be carried out. So, it's sort of an interesting position right now, one that the president has talked about, but, as it stands right now, there just doesn't necessarily seem to be any legal roadmap towards completing that.
All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
What will happen with the wall? Where's it going to go? Which way? Nowhere but up if they build it, certainly. But the idea is you got to have the funding for it. And the argument and the tug of war over that continues. No surprise there. We come back. 20 times a man is shot. They're upset about it, certainly. In Sacramento, an interesting protest that basically shut down a city hall meeting. We'll talk about it on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
If you locate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. And local gentry.
Normally, we would be having our conversation with the other. We were going to talk about the problem with forgetting your passwords and then all these questions you have to memorize, like what's your favorite ice cream, the name of your first pet, your mother's middle name, which I couldn't even remember, which was ridiculous. Your favorite song. What? That happened to me 4 times this week. Obviously, I'm in need of some help password-wise. But the other is not with us. Here he is. But he is, he's sleeping. Because I'm transparent on this show. He's sleeping because last night, he doesn't play video games, and last night, for some reason, he got hooked into video games, and he was playing until 4 a.m. This is very non-other-like. He doesn't know what happened, but he was exhausted today, so he said, I just can't do it. Can I miss it? Can I come on tomorrow? So the other will join us on another show. How about that? I'd like to put him on one of those, stuff him in one of those coffins they have that they found, that empty Egyptian coffin. They said that, you know, he can't get sleep. He's like a vampire anyway. But this is really kind of a true story. I'm going to throw this in here before we go to that sad story out of Sacramento. But scientists in Australia have actually discovered the remains of a mummy in a 2,500-year-old coffin. That's crazy. It was classified as empty before. At the University of Sydney, 150 years ago, it was left untouched. So it was never studied. But when this is the craziest thing. You know when they say you have to look inside? Researchers removed the lid to the coffin late last year. Guess what they discovered? A mummy. Why wouldn't the people who uncovered the coffin in the first place have looked inside? And a sarcophagus, of course, that's what you do. You look inside. They didn't look inside. Maybe they didn't want to look inside. Maybe there was some weird story or freaky superstition. So they didn't do it. But what the initial study they did showed was it was the remains of a single human, an adult, probably around the age of 30 is what they think, and that the coffin dates back to 600 B.C. It was a priestess called, if you go back, called Merneithes. So how about that? Because, you know, they read the hieroglyphics. And that's a rare, very rare opportunity to study the mummy. Because they can look at this mummy. They can see how they died. They say they can look at the corpse. And that's what I think is wild. And I think it's crazy that nobody thought about doing that before, that they didn't crack open the lid to it. Curious? Perhaps not. Perhaps there's a reason. Now, this is really sad. This guy should not be in this situation and his family just ripped to shreds. So Stefan Clark was killed when he was killed in a hail of bullets, 20 altogether. He was shot by police in his grandmother's backyard. They say they initially thought he had a gun. He was holding a cell phone. So at the city council meeting, it was jam-packed. There were people that just jumped up, demanded to speak, said this was ridiculous, including, of course, Clark's brother, and I don't blame him, Stevante Clark. And the council adjourned for about 15 minutes because there was so much disruption going on, because, of course, the protesters want answers as to how did this happen? How did this happen? Then you had in the city, the basketball players that were playing were wearing shirts supporting the fallen man and, you know, saying we are one, etc. And it's just awful. His grandmother has been interviewed several times. They don't understand it. He was going into the backyard, and then there were some reports of the windows being broken, but there was nothing to at least substantiate that. But regardless, I get it. The police were called to the scene, and then you see the video, and I've seen the video, of the police firing 20 shots at this black man. So, of course, you've had a lot of protests, a lot of demands for answers, and a lot of people in shock at how did this happen? Because, you know, here we go again with somebody being shot that many times. Turns out he doesn't have a gun. Turns out it looks like, anyway, he wasn't involved in whatever they thought he was involved in. And what's the reason for that? I mean, how is this, you know, how is it possible? And of course, they're investigating it. They responded to a 911 call, and someone, like I said, somebody had been breaking into windows, is what the 911 call said. Then police say the suspect fled, ignored a command to halt, chose hands, which is Stefan, and that's what happened. Then before you know it, boom, they shot him that many times. So on Sunday, the Sacramento Kings and the visiting Celts wore shirts, like I said, in the warm-ups that said accountability, we are one on the front, and Stefan Clark, hashtag, on the back. The family and the NAACP are demanding the investigation be turned over to the U.S. Justice Department. The mayor hasn't committed to supporting a federal investigation, but he's pledged a thorough, fair, and transparent investigation and has called for another public meeting to discuss police training and pursuit protocols. And that's one of the things, of course, that's being said, that there's too much history. It's loud and clear that something has to be done differently here. So they are looking into it. They're looking into the shooting, and it's very, very sad, and it's ripped this community apart. And then the questions abound as to what was said and what happened and what are maybe some more of the specifics you didn't see. And the video looked pretty clear to me, but what happened beforehand is really the key as to what led them specifically there because of the 911 call and then what happened after that. All right, as we hit a couple of other quick things here before we bounce into our next segment. You know, it's interesting. I have been following, as many of you have, this whole Facebook thing, and boy, Facebook is taking a beating on whether people trust it or not. And you know, that goes to the whole social media thing. We live in such different times, and Facebook really exploded that naturally, it's a way so many people communicate or find out what's going on with somebody that's an acquaintance, etc., or they catch up to other people this way. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. There are so many people on Facebook, and now some of them are just jumping off of the whole thing because they don't like the idea of Cambridge Analytica and other problems with Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg, I think, really has to save himself and go and testify, and that's why he's marching on down to Congress or flying out of California to go to Congress and testify, because this is more than just a blight, more than just a little problem. It's a big, big problem. Big, 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 big problem. Because the more people that bail on Facebook, the less juice it has, and the capability of course, advertising and boosting posts, which is what they talk about all the time on Facebook, and the big reach that Facebook has. So this is a disaster, really. I mean, Elon Musk was one of the most high-profile people to say he was off of Facebook, and he was using Facebook, of course, all the time. They were putting up whatever was going on with Musk, whether it was SpaceX or Tesla or whatever. There were other avenues, but certainly you saw a lot of interesting things on Facebook, but you're not seeing that anymore because he's one in a string of people who said, yeah, I'm not going to trust my info, and the way they're explaining it. See, they didn't come out. I think they didn't come at it the right way, whoever was advising Facebook as to what they should do. Well, now it's wide open. It's going to be open season 2 on Zuckerberg when he goes to Washington. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, and at the tail end, a little sports, a little invade the man cave. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Yeah, it's time to hit the mailbag. We are going to zig and zag in a lot of different directions, thanks to you, because you're taking us on that journey each and every day. I say it, but boy, this is a crowd that likes to fill up my inbox. I hit that red needle thing, you know, where it gets red, warning, 99% storage filled up. It's ridiculous, but cool. So thanks to all of you. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at AmericaTonightRadio.com. Go to AmericaTonightRadio.com. We have a new awesome address. We're building it out. So go there. You can email me, send your thoughts there. Just sign up and let it fly. So here we go. This one is from Stephen, and Stephen says, Kate, what in the world would possess these cops in Sacramento, and listen, I'm a former cop and I'm white, to pump 20 bullets into this guy that, what, they thought he was breaking windows in Sacramento in some neighborhood, so they chase him down. He doesn't stop. Then he stops, goes to put his hands up. Turns out he has a cell phone, no gun, and they shoot him 20 times. I don't know. I don't understand why that many bullets. I don't understand what was going on, what they thought. I wonder what this investigation will yield, because I can't see how you can defend that unless there's something we absolutely do not know. He was not wild on drugs. We're not hearing any of that. So it's a situation that just doesn't make any sense to me. As a former police officer, there are times when things seem slanted or distilled or in the wrong direction, or there's a million different ways you could look at it. But in this case, at least face on, and as a police officer, I know you can't always base it on that, and we'll see what the investigation shows. But initially they thought he had a gun. He was holding a cell phone. But the fact that he was shot 20 times makes absolutely no sense to me. What was going on in those neighborhoods? What possibly could have led to Stephon Clark being shot with a hail of bullets? And I feel badly for his family. Let's wait and see. All right, we move on to, and yes, we talked about that. We move on to another one, and this one is from the Duke. And the Duke says, Katie Kate, I know that you have a nephew, and I was wondering if your nephew is all computer all the time. And is he like all the other kids in school? Everything is also at school on the computer, so they have very little books. It's so funny that you asked me about my nephew. I could tell you about my nephews and my nieces. Yes, everything is on the computer. And they do have some books, but not really. It's most of it has nothing to do with books. It's very strange to me in a way. So they have separate computers, like you have a school iPad. He has a school iPad, and then he has another one at the house. And he's actually very clever with the computer, with doing videos, making films, that kind of stuff. He's excellent at it, and even as a kid, he was really good. He's not a video game player at all, unlike the other. He somehow got in that vacuum for a night. He doesn't do that, but he does like the computer. So what a wild question, and it's timely, too, because I was just reading that Apple decided they were going to come up with they were going to help schools, and they've got an iPad for students that's got augmented reality is what they're calling it, and it looks so cool to me. So what does that mean? It means that what it has on it, it's got a 9.7-inch, it's a 9.7-inch iPad, and it's got an Apple Pencil stylus that they didn't used to have before. They had it on another product. And then what happens is they're saying that it's this latest tablet is much more powerful. So it's got a chip that can handle the, again, augmented reality. So think about what that means heading into the future, because there's no doubt that the augmented reality, that 3D, that artificial intelligence is huge. You know, we just did this segment with Sharon Miller, and she's coming up in our next hour, one of my favorites, because she heads up small business for Bank of America, and talking tech with her about Erica, which is the system Bank of America has, where you are doing something in your app, you just ask Erica questions. Hey, what about my deposit? What about this? What about, you know, there's something about that whole talking thing. And I got to tell you, I got the dot, and we're going to have fun with the dot coming up in the next couple of weeks, probably even next week, where I've been really getting good at that. I'm really getting good. Alexa and I are on first name basis, definitely, if you know what I mean. So you might all think you're on a first name basis, but man, I got this thing really working for me, that's all I'll say. And it's really interesting, right? There's no doubt that augmented reality, like I said, artificial intelligence, all that is gonna really change learning. And so there's this app that even lets students virtually dissect a frog. I had to dissect a frog when I was in high school, Cherry Hill East. And I can remember it. I had a lab partner, And boy, I did not want to deal with dissecting. I didn't want anything to do with dissecting a frog. But we did it, and, you know, it was okay in the end. But if I could do it virtually, take a test that way, or virtually learn how to do it, I'm in. Again and again and again. I mean, even smelling some of the liquid we had to use. Ugh. All right, so let's move on to something else. This one comes to us from Russell. And Russell says, Kate, I don't know if you, I think you said something about this the other day, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure. The Spielberg movie, you were talking about it, Ready Player One, and what that was going to mean, the futuristic thing. And it, the fact that it was coming out over Easter, I think you mentioned, was kind of interesting. And that it's a no-brainer to kind of go along with what we've seen stepping out in front of everything. In other words, E.T., the Iron Giant, the Back to the Futures, Time Machines kind of thing. And is it going to be kind of a great Easter egg of what we're seeing with pop culture characters from the 70s and the 80s? Yeah, could you go back because you saw the little spot about that? I don't know. E.T.? I don't know if there's an E.T. thing or not. But yes, being able to go back, you know, Ready Player One, being able to do that is pretty interesting. And I think that that was the whole idea. Because this goes along with that question I had about the augmented reality, or I started talking about. And that's the whole idea of this movie, is where are we headed in the future with movies, too. And how are you linking it to, this was a novel, how are you linking it to the novel? And I think was probably the bigger Spielberg idea. I mean, look, if someone's going to do something daring and go out on a ledge, well, that's who it's going to be. It's going to be Steven Spielberg. And it is daring and going out on a ledge somewhat, certainly. All right, how about this one from Christopher? And Christopher says, Kate, I don't know what's going on at the White House, but man, oh man, you have a decent resume. Why don't you apply for one of the jobs that are up for grabs? Then you wouldn't have to keep these brutal hours. You're the best broad on the air. But boy, I bet you could make a bundle in D.C. Would you ever be interested in that kind of job? I would not be interested in a job working for any administration, because it's funny you say that thing about hours. One, the hours are the worst kind of killer hours. Are you kidding me? We had on my friend Kevin Sullivan, who used to work for the White House. He worked under the Bush administration, and he said that he just was constantly getting called. He had two little boys, I think, and a little girl, and he said, yeah, forget about it. He was just never there. Weekends, whenever. He was a communications director, so he had to be there. He had to be able to answer questions. He had to be able to get information. So Defense Secretary Jim Mattis dismissed any kind of hint that was being thrown at him from reporters that he would not get along with the incoming National Security Advisor John Bolton because of his views toward Iran and North Korea. There's been some concerns about that. He said, we're going to sit down soon. I look forward to working with him, and I don't have any reservations. I don't have any reservations whatsoever. Well, here's the thing. Mad Dog Mattis is the sole survivor of the White House. And he's all about just getting it done, moving on, getting it done. He has the respect of everyone across the board. The fact that he's still there, I think, really tells you something. Boom. That's it. We're out of time for the mailbag. Hang with us. Coming up next, what's shaking in the world of sports? We're going to invade the man cave here on America Tonight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
A little conversation about sports because you asked for it, and there's so much going on in the world of sports. And here's the deal. For the fifth person who signs up at invadethemancave.com, you will win a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave. And it's not a woman's book. It's man or woman's book. It's very cool. It's got all the sports shorts and all the sports information you could want at your fingertips. And it's very, very funny and sensible, too, I suppose, right? Is this sensible or not? The NFL has the owners' meetings going on, actually rolling up in Orlando. And one of the things that has been talked about a lot is when you've got players going after each other, of course, on the field, 100 miles an hour or so it seems, because I've been there on the field. I used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys, and I would be on the field sometimes, you know, mid-third quarter, and you could really see the speed of the game. So one of the things that happened is it's playing rule Article 8. If a it's a foul if a player lowers his head to initiate and make contact with his helmet against an opponent. The player could be what they're calling disqualified, in other words, ejected. It applies to any player anywhere, period, on the field. The player could be disqualified. That would be targeting. So that's what they're talking about, targeting. That technique is too dangerous for the player doing it and the player that's getting it. In fact, here is from the NFL, the guy who got to talk about it today, Rich McKay. Here's what he said.
This is simply, if you lower your head to initiate contact and you make contact with an opponent, it's a foul. The reason the language is after disqualified is just a period is because we've got some things to work on. The coaches were pretty strong in the room today that in certain of these instances, there should be automatic ejection on the field. That's going to require us some work with them to understand language on what are the circumstances and what aren't. Would New York therefore automatically review? Probably, using what the college technique has been. We would probably go to that. But we need to kind of flush that all the way out and understand it.
So no more targeting. Boom. And that's McKay, who's on the competitions committee. How about this, the catch rule? What is a catch? I've argued that since the last 20 years, the first time I ever did anything related to sports. Do we understand what a catch is? It kind of caught everyone off guard because they didn't expect this to come out of the owners' meetings the way it did, but it's coming. It's come out of the owners' meetings. Besides what you just heard there about the helmets and the going after targeting a player, very significant in what's now happening when it comes to a catch. So there's controversy over this lowering the head thing, but what constitutes a catch has really got some people up in arms and others saying it's about time. Stephen Jones from the Dallas Cowboys had this to say about the catch rule.
I do think we're going, in my mind, to a much better place for our fans, for the game, in terms of what we've worked on in the competition committee. And I think at the end of the day, when you know everybody's able to get their hands around it, I think it's going to be better for the game.
Yeah, so is it better? I like that, get their hands around. It's going to be better for the game. Dun-dum-bump. That's a good one, Stephen. So to avoid some controversies, that's what they came up with. And what the deal is as far as the catch is, the competitions committee, they'll eliminate the requirements to maintain control of the ball throughout the process of going to the ground. Instead, it will be defined as a catch with a simpler three-step process. A receiver must control the ball, establish himself in bounds, and perform a football move like taking a third step or lunging with the ball in the hand. So that is interesting. Because if you looked at that, that change would have meant that Detroit Lions receiver Calvin Johnson and Dallas Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant would be ruled catches in the future with what happened to them in very big games that stuck in the craw of so many people. Even Pittsburgh Steelers tight end Jesse James had a touchdown overturned in the final seconds of a December loss to the Patriots because he didn't survive the ground. So he's excited. He says it should have been a touchdown either way. But the bottom line is now the rule is pretty clear. That's it. Boom. It's the catch for all those reasons, right? So no longer is it a question of let's play in the gray area, try to figure this out. They don't have to worry about it because, boom, it's really clear what's happening. All right, so we move now to the Bad Boys segment of Invade the Man Cave. Dave Gettleman, the GM for the New York Giants, is tired of talking about Odell Beckham Jr. He's been asked about Odell Beckham Jr. in this video that was released of him. There was a video that supposedly is him where it looks like there's some powdery substance and some woman snorting some cocaine, etc. And who knows what it is, if it is that. And there's no verification, just this nasty video. And Gettleman is saying he wouldn't say, or he's basically not saying anything, he's saying he wouldn't say whether OBJ would be traded or not, because, you know, the whole thing was you don't quit on talent. Here's how he was pounded about that video and what's happening.
Do you want Odell on your team?
I'm not going there. Next question.
Have you played some stuff up already?
You tell me.
Well, you tell me. There's been a lot of stuff, right?
You tell me.
Video?
Next question.
So, see, there you go. You know, bottom line is that he said, all I saw was the pizza. You know, look at me. That's like the most they got out of him. He said, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to talk about it. And then on the other hand, you had Sean McVay, who from the Rams, who talked about the possibility of Giants wide receiver OBJ, and the idea of whether or not there would be a trade with him. And that was explored. And here's how he answered that question.
We don't talk about anybody that's under contract with another team, but I think if there is one thing that you can appreciate about kind of what we've done this offseason and, you know, the way that we look at it organizationally is there's no trade that we wouldn't explore or look into if we feel like it can upgrade us as a team.
Okay, and the reason that got started is because if they had somebody like Odell Beckham, because he's really good on the field, whether he has these off-field problems or not, he would be excellent in their lineup as the wideout. Are you kidding me? He'd be running guys over all day long. But is he going to sign a long-term extension with the Giants? Are they going to look to make move? What's going to happen? Right? And so the answer to that is you can't talk about that with the team because of the way the rules are set up right now. So that's why you got that answer from Sean McVay, because what is he going to say? And what we do know is the Giants co-owner, Steve Tisch, snorting coke in a bed with a woman, eating pizza, whatever, he's not discussing that. But he's saying that it's just not a front burner issue to talk to Beckham about his contract, but he wants him to stay with the team for years to come. Do you trust that if you're him? I don't know. It's a doggy dog world, man. That's all I know in the sports world anyway. Remember, if you're the fifth guy in or fifth woman in, I'll send you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave. Thank you. And the two guys on the end, thanks for not talking during this whole segment. Kate Delaney, see ya.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.